heal right, and that, what'd you call that skin around there?
Infection.
Yeah, and then after it healed, it would be...
Scar. Scar.
Yeah, would you ever call anything else proud? This is a kind of a raise. Remember proud flesh?
Oh, yes.
Now, what was that?
Well, I suppose it's just something like an infection, wasn't it? I haven't heard it called that in a long time.
What's the word?
Proud flesh.
And this is something that I mentioned this word before. It's a kind of, it's something you put on a cut or a...
antiseptic?
Yeah, it's a kind of antiseptic. They don't use it as much nowadays as they used to, but it was make the skin get kind of yellow and...
Sal?
Yeah, this was stuff that really burned, though, if you put it on an open sore. And it's also in salt.
In salt?
Yeah, salt. They talk about molten salt, it's iron.
Iron?
Yeah. And the kind of medicine they give people for malaria. Starts with a Q.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And a person's no longer alive, you'd say he...
has passed away or he's dead.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know the cause of death, and they might say, I don't know what he died.
I don't know what the disease.
Mm-hmm. But usually, a lot here, I wonder what you use to say, I don't know what he died
with.
All right. And the place where a person's buried is a...
cemetery or graveyard.
Are they the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the box that the body is placed in is called a...
the box?
Yeah. You just call it a box?
That's what they refer to in here.
Okay. Now, rather than a casket or a coffin, is that...
Well, now the casket goes in the box.
I see. Okay. And then the service that they have is a...
undertaker?
Yeah, and then when the minister comes out, they call that the...
funeral?
Yeah, and then after that, they say the family is in... they wear black.
The family is in, huh?
The family's grieving, you know, after the death, and they were black. And you might say that the family is in...
black or mourning.
Yeah. You know, and if this is a disease that took a lot of lives many years ago. This one starts with a D.
Diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. And then one that causes the yellowing of the skin is
yellow jaundice.
Uh-huh.
Jaundice.
All right. And then a person is stiff in the, call that?
Rheumatism.
All right. And if someone's concerned about something, say, everything will be all right. Don't
worry.
And you get a pain down your side and you have to have an operation, you might be suffering an attack of
appendicitis.
And if a person can't keep food down, say he might
vomit.
And you might say he's sick. What in relation to the stomach? You'd say he's sick.
An upset stomach?
Yeah, but with stomach at the end, you'd say he was sick.
Vomiting?
Yeah, this is sick at the stomach, or to the stomach, or in the stomach?
Sick at the stomach.
All right. And someone had some news, and I'd say, why did he come over? He had some news to say. He came over. Me, the news. He came over.
To tell me the news?
All right. And when a young man and woman are seeing a lot of each other before they're married, you might say they're...
romancing?